Patsy McGlone there, Steel PMLA. Morning to you, Patsy.
Yes, thanks very much, Stephen, and thank you for allowing people to come on your show and do something which for them is already very stressful and very worrying. And Lewis there has been very brave.
Well, let me just say something on that about Lewis coming on the show, and I think this is important, Patsy. I think we at the BBC need to have a conversation as well. So Lewis was bleeped there, okay?
Yes.
And there's a very interesting conversation for the BBC to have, and I would like to have it with the BBC, that in the future, why are we bleeping someone with a disability, and how many of you will actually complain about swear words, which are not swear words from someone deliberately saying it? And should Lewis be able to come on the radio at 7 a.m, 8 a.m, 9 a.m, and effing blind all over the place? Because actually, it's a brain disorder, and he cannot get on a bus and be edited and bleeped. So I think that's an interesting conversation for the BBC to have in the future, and I promise you that we will have it. Let's come back to Capita. Let's come back to the Department for Communities. They're responsible for telling this man, this young, vulnerable, anxious, fearful man, that he's no problems with communicating. Like, on what planet, Patsy, does he have no problems with communicating?
I've just, as you were speaking to Lewis there, I was looking at the various descriptors, as I would do if I were filling in a form for someone or conducting mandatory reconsideration or attending a tribunal for them. And under no conceivable way could he have got 0 points. That no matter what way you look at it, whoever assessed him for that made a huge mistake. Whoever, because the assessment then at Capita goes to the department for the department to ratify that or to look at it or to see even if the decision is correct and proper, which Capita internally are supposed to do anyway. Whoever did that did huge mistakes right along the way, because that fella should have received points and he should have got through the assessment right the other end with an award. I just do not know how that happened.
They've cut his money, by the way.
Yes,
this has had a real effect on him. They've cut his money.
Yes, and aside from that, this can have major consequences for someone who's living alone. If they're receiving income based ESA, they can lose their severe disability premium depending on what level of award they get. So it's just not the money they might lose on PIP, it's the money they might lose consequentially on income based ESA some means tested benefit.
Exactly. The stress. Imagine getting up in the morning, Patsy, and the cards being against you. And, you know, and people are going to laugh at you and they're going to mock you and all of that. And imagine having the stamina, the courage, the integrity of getting up and saying, actually, my cup's half full, I'm walking out the door. And imagine them being fearful about sitting on a bus, but sitting on a bus anyway. And these people in power telling you, you have no problem with communicating.
Yes.
Like, just, I cannot fathom how they do it with any type of decency. I cannot fathom how they allow this young man to be scored as they do. And I'm asking them how they do it, and they say they're refusing to talk about individual cases. Do you know what? You see, when someone as desperate as Lewis appeals for them to do it, and they say they're refusing to do it, I'm challenging whether that's good enough.
Now, there's the decency aspect to it, which is one thing, but there's, for me, the competency aspect of this, and I referred to this earlier in the week, Capita must seriously look at their quality control, the competency of the people who are doing the assessment. Now, I've seen assessments done professionally, well, and good, in the interest of and sensitively, in the interest of the person that they were dealing with, and the person they were assessing. But I've seen some really awful cases. Now, these cases have not only gone through assessment by an individual, but they've been checked internally within Capita, and then they've gone over to the department for a double check to make sure that the award is proper and correct. So there's clearly a quality control issue there between Capita and the department, where people with levels of disability are falling through the net that shouldn't be falling through the net. And that's a serious issue for the department. Now, I've had occasion to contact the department about cases like that, and to be fair, the department, when contacted at very senior level, do action these things. But I'm very conscious that for every case you might get in touch with as an MLA or an MLA's office, there may be $10, $20, $100 who simply don't go that route and may be left languishing. So it's back to the department, it's back to Capita. Look at what you're doing, look at where these mistakes are happening, because there are so many cases where severe disability cases, which should be dealt with in isolation and should be dealt with proper competency at Capita, it's just not been done.